Yeah. Gang, back in the stool.
Gang,
back in the stool.
Gang.
Young nigga win.
Bitch.
How can I lose?
Lose? Gang, back in the stool. You know what it is. Aries Online, Streets Are Done podcast. I'm excited. I am fucking excited for this one. Hey, it's been tense. Niggas have been battling, you know? And we breaking down Drake. Nothing Was the Same versus Take Care. And I'm with the gents in the studio. You know, it's Marcus Aries. But gents, introduce yourselves. Let's get it.
What's up, baby? It's Jason.
Who it is?
I've been gone for a while, but I'm back.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, let's rock.
What it is, what's up? It's your favorite unicorn, Sexy the Boy.
100-100.
Also known as Drake's firstborn.
Okay.
Armando here, what you saying?
Yo, old man X, Dalukolo, it is what it is.
Whole gang is in the building.
Guys, I'm here to fight, eh?
Oh, you ready?
Time to run it.
We battling. Alright, Drake.
Let's rock.
Nothing Was the Same versus Take Care. I'ma just say it. Take Care is the best album that Drake has ever put out. Podcast over. This was really nice, guys. Like,
Thank you. Enjoyed us, eh?
You know? I'm just joking, but let's get it. What do you think?
For me, Nothing Was the Same. Definitely. Like, of all Drake's albums, I feel like he worked on that the best. Isn't it the shortest? It might be shorter.
It's shorter than Take Care.
Yeah, it's shorter than Take Care, which means it's more concise and easier to like listen to.
Shorter
it doesn't feel.
By three songs to be exact.
Really? It's fine.
Bonus tracks count from Take Care.
So. Are you talking about deluxe now?
Yeah, both deluxe versions, three tracks apart.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, fine. Yeah, and how do I put it? It flows better for me. I feel like it just flows better as an album. And yeah, man.
I think prior to this morning, I was Take Care for sure. It was just a greater album. Like, I always thought of Nothing Was the Same as just another rap album in a year full of rap albums. Like, it was Jay-Z, it was Big Sean, it was
Kendrick,
J. Cole, Kendrick.
Macklemore.
Yeah. And he won. And Take Care. So I always thought Take Care was better because it was just greater. Like, no one was doing that, right? And then this morning happened. And I was just there in the gym, dude. And I listened to Nothing Was the Same. I'm like, what the f***? Niggas, what is this, dude?
Bro, the pen game.
What is
the
this?
The pen
so
game was
disgusting.
That
nigga wrote.
I think Nothing Was the Same as just a more polished tape. Like, it's... Yeah. Like, you can tell that that's craftsmanship at the best. And I think the album name is so foretelling. Because from that moment, nothing was ever the same for that dog. Nothing.
But the same argument can be made for Take Care, bro. We'll get into it.
Sexy? For me, it has to be Take Care. You know, Soft Boys Worldwide.
Wow.
It's really one of the best albums I heard as a kid. Like, before I was even looking into lyrics, just what sounded better was Take Care. I'm going to get into the nitty-gritties of all the stats and stuff later, but personally, as for me, I'm gonna say Take Care. The stats, I'll bring those in later.
True.
Yeah, I'm with Zigzy on this one. Take Care takes it for me. But I can hear the Nothing Was the Same arguments. So if you hear me going, yeah, that's true, for Nothing Was the Same,
yeah.
Hey, don't bite my head off. But
we only discuss facts here on Streets Like That.
But yeah, nah, Take Care for me. You know them sad nigga hours, bro. That's the first album I go to, Take Care. Drake started the thing when he dropped Take Care, man.
Absolutely changed.
Tumblr quotes.
Young Lemotive. Nah, I'm gonna go with nothing. Nothing was ever the same, bro.
Why?
Because it's too fire, bro. Like, that raps there. And there's too many songs that every time I'm just there thinking about Drake, the first songs that I think about are from that album. Like, Worst Behavior. Now you're talking my language. That album.
It's bad, bro.
It's on that.
For me, I chose Take Care personally because I feel like it's the album that aged better out of everything like Drake has put out. And also, not just the impact that it made, how Drake was on it, the vulnerability, what he was saying on every single track. Like, that was the first time we properly heard Drake, where he gained his voice and you heard he was comfortable. It was a love letter back to Toronto. And basically like it changed his whole career. That like it set in motion basically all the stones for his career, like all the diversity and the versatility in his music. Like you got tracks like Take Care, you have tracks like Crew Love, and you look at that, that's like the sort of the sound that shaped the tens of hip hop. So that's just my argument for it. But let's get into it.
Alright, cool.
Let's bring up some stats, my boy. Let's hear these numbers.
Nothing was the same lengthwise, 16 tracks. I'm looking at both deluxe versions. Nothing was the same, 16 tracks. Take Care, 19 tracks. Mm-hmm. Cool. Each album had 7 singles, 7 solid bangs. When you say Billboard, alright. Nothing was the same, has 2 top 10s. Take Care only has 1. Cool. But in terms of the most ones that charted on Hot 100, was to Take Care. So the numbers are saying Take Care right now.
And if we're talking and deluxe versions, this includes the model.
Yeah, this includes the model. This includes HYFR. On the other side, it includes the motion, all of it. And production wise, 40 was on both albums.
Yeah,
mostly. Always. 40 and T minus on Take Care. Then on Nothing Was the Same, it was 40, T minus, and yo, yeah, One Boy Wonder was also on there. But guys, 40 did the whole of Take Care, bodied it. When you look at the songs, you what songs did you see on TV the most as a kid?
What do you mean? Like
all from the, Drake, all the videos of Drake.
That Drake, and
that Drake had.
You saw Take Care. You saw Take Care most.
Yeah, you saw headlines. You saw the model.
Headlines. HYFR.
Doesn't mean that the album
but look,
better.
Yeah, in all. The defense, there isn't much music videos for Nothing Was the Same tracks.
Yeah, because the tracks went up there like Take Care ones were.
I think there's only one music video.
Think of when you were a kid, bro, and you got on TV and you saw Worst Behavior. How did you feel as a kid, bro?
The same way I felt when I listened to headlines.
I thought, yeah, yeah. Yeah.
You felt like a gangster, bro.
Up to Take Care. We've heard Drake 3 times. It was that summer, whatnot. So
Thank
far
me
gone.
Later.
Thank Me Later.
Yeah.
Those are the only 3 times we've heard Drake before Take Care. So there was no real, like, his sound wasn't solidified in my opinion. I wouldn't say Drake was a this rapper before.
He was just
that.
An average rapper before Take Care.
But niggas, Nothing Was the Same for me. This just proved that this gent was. Because sure, Drake introduced the soft boy steez, but I still feel like the Weeknd put it off.
He didn't introduce it, but he elevated it.
Yeah,
because he took over like the crossover pop appeal that Kanye basically had at the time. That's what Take Care did for Drake, and that's why it made him the superstar that he is today.
True. One thing about this, man. Like, if I'm being completely honest with you niggas, right? If you really listen to it, Nothing Was the Same, like I said, is a more concise tape, right? It's a more concise album. And with that being said, think about, like, who's the guy that wrote Roald Dahl? Nah, the guy that wrote Willy Wonka.
Yeah,
compare him. Yeah, Charlie and the Chocolate Factory, I mean. Compare him to, like, the guy that wrote, what's his name? Aesop, the guy with the fables. Nah. All the, like, it was one book that had different stories in it, right? As opposed to like Roald Dahl, who had like,
is like, that your argument just, for Nothing Was the Same? It had the one story.
Not one story, but it was just easier to listen to. It flows better. Like, it had the same theme. Take Care was a bit all over the place for me. I can't listen to it like that.
But don't you think that something Drake learned after dropping Take Care, let me make Nothing Was the Same?
For sure.
Yeah, don't
sure.
you think that's
exactly.
the case?
He didn't learn it because he came back to like
doing the same
thing. But it's like that thing we said of Drake has a different market now.
Yeah,
for sure. True.
That was his first time basically experimenting with appealing to different markets. Yeah. And then he went back to Nothing Was the Same, where he went back to his core audience, where he was like, this is Drake, I'm going to rap at my best.
I forgot one stat, sorry. The obvious one. The Grammy.
Compare the albums that dropped.
Back when the Grammys were fully respected, before it hit 2014 and Macklemore won, and things changed.
But what is the competition?
Drake was able to come out with a Grammy.
What is the competition then?
Let's
the
check.
Competition?
Google is our friend.
That's what I'm doing
What's
right
the
now.
Not competition.
That niggas, there's no way you can tell me. You can tell me. There's no way you can tell me. Watch the Throne could have, although you say it wasn't controversial. The content of Watch the Throne was not Grammy wasn't Grammy.
That's true.
I feel like
Grammy
niggas.
Yeah, come
nah,
on.
No, not like, like
you're trying to say watch the look, I know we're not talking about Watch the Throne, but that's Grammy nominated. Good, bro.
Yeah, it's good. But true. I'm saying like the content of it is not something the Grammys would let win.
And with the
okay, that's true. Knowing the way the Grammys give awards, like,
I feel like as much as it was concise and well calculated, you even saw like most of Take Care was 40 and only 40 and T-. Nothing was the same. It was 40, T-, One Boy Wonder, a whole lot of producers. You were really experimented and calculated. Nothing was the same.
Yeah.
As much as you can calculate things, the feeling of Take Care, like, he didn't calculate it, he didn't plan it, and it came out beautiful. Like, it was purely organic and amazing.
It was crisp. And
it was all over the place.
For me, there's a difference between, for me, vulnerability rapping, and so I don't know how hard they can be, but vulnerability rapping seems easier than rapping about other shit.
I wouldn't say it's easier. It's more. It's way more poetic.
I would say it's
hard. More poetic, it's sure, but I find the bragging mafioso steez, I don't know, I just find it harder to rap about. Right, just fine. I don't know.
But how many dudes rap about stuff like that, dude?
About like the
steez, the braggadocious flows, like
Tuscan leather in your car seats. Come on, bro.
Wait, like, a lot of dudes rap like that.
just on it differently, dude. I mean, Tuscan leather, that's 6 minutes. No chorus, no nothing. He even says, I know this shit is not for radio, so whatever he says.
But okay, let's compare the two intros. Over My Dead Body, Tuscan Leather.
No, look.
Tuscan Leather, don't play.
Yeah, no, guys, I'll give it to Tuscan Leather.
Leather,
No. Come Tuscan on, Leather.
Come. You know what the Tuscan problem
Leather.
Is? You just have like a serious attachment to that album. I don't know.
No, I'm not even playing.
I love Tuscan Leather. I can respect Tuscan Leather. I can respect Pound Cake. Hold on, Okoing. Oh, you are crying. You know,
I can even AB, put, I got your CD. You get an E for effort. Nigga, wait.
I can even put Pound Cake alone as an argument against Take. Pound Cake is crisp. Nothing is wrong with
that song. It's a clean track. You know Pound Cake's
not an whole album.
Yeah, no, I wouldn't do that.
It's
stupendous, I know. But against the whole album.
What on Take Care is even in Pound Cake's yard?
You see, what did I say before this? Hope stands are gonna bring this out.
Because you know, I'm taking away the emotional attachment to Take Care. And I'm putting bodies of work here, my nigga.
Yep. Yes.
I'm putting bodies of work on a hip hop podcast. I'm putting them here, my nigga.
Yeah.
There's no way I can choose Take Care.
What Marvin's Room did for Kendrick was a lot.
For Drake, with Kendrick.
Nicki Minaj on Make Me Proud. People lost
it. I'm so proud of you.
Like, there's a whole lot of banger good features because you can feel it was organic. Didn't need to be calculated. I'ma pick this one. You could see like nothing
but
was
now,
the same.
I wanna ask you guys, nothing was the same has less features. Was it to its benefit or to its deterrent?
Benefit. I say benefit because you heard more of Drake.
Yeah.
You heard more of Drake. Drake is really good at adapting to other people's sound. And I feel like on Nothing Was the Same, he was just being himself.
But he was also being himself on Take Care though.
He was doing a lot of reaching towards other artists and like lending
but it was
in terms
still the
of
Drake
music.
Song that you recognize today though.
Yeah,
and that's my argument, right? Like when you look at the Drake, the artist of the decade Drake, and you look at the two tapes, Take Care, Nothing Was the Same. Which of those two tapes is more like the Drake that we know now?
We know more of The Model, HYFR, Headlines.
But which tape is more true to Drake? Like if I was to hear.
True to Drake, then you're gonna compare it with other albums like Views, and that's where I say Take Care.
Take Care is more
true
to
my chair.
I would say if I heard Take Care, I'd think it was old Drake. But if I had never heard Nothing Was the Same and you were to drop a track from Nothing Was the Same into a current project, I would blend right in.
But the current projects are more Sad Boy and Singy, yes?
They're versatile. They're
my chat is, guys,
we even
said that Drake's sound, like we were just having a conversation about this. We said that Drake's. How do I put it? He's not the same. He's not as good as he used to be.
Mm-hmm.
He's not the that's why we're even debating albums from like beginning of the previous decade.
Mm-hmm.
He's not as good as he used to be. So you saying that his current sound is like a reflection of what Take Care was further like emphasizes my point.
Armando also said Nothing Was the Same is a reflection.
Nah, I'd say Nothing Was the Same.
Your point is emphasized both ways now.
Armando's point. That's Armando's point. Listen to my point. Listen to my argument. Aman.
I say Drake was here now. And then Nothing Was the Same unlocked it. And then we got Nothing Was the Same as the Drake, and he's maintained that until now. That gap between Thank Me Later and Take Care, Nothing Was the Same. That was a different Drake. The same way you niggas are saying, Take Care, Drake is not the same Drake. Don't bring that Drake back. That's the same castle. That's the same castle we're making. We're saying that same, that Drake you guys bought is not the Drake.
No, but
he can perform a full set.
Yeah,
of Take
if you
Care,
perform Take Care, it's still a fire
then
set.
Why are people not satisfied about him?
Because who was there the last time he came? That's why. He wasn't as big then as he is big now.
He came just before he dropped Take Care.
And he came as a supporting act.
Nothing was the same. Nothing was ever the same after Nothing Was the Same. We can agree on that.
Yeah, we can.
And that was the flip point. That was when this nigga became the shit.
I feel like with Drake, when he dropped Take Care, he was trying to find himself in a way. Yeah. Like you say, he was trying to find what's perfect for him. What can he do? What can he put out there that people are going to love? And then when he dropped Nothing Was the Same, that's when he perfected everything. Bro. He found out that this is Drake. This is who I am. Yeah. This is the kind of sound that I'm taking with me, bro.
It's comparable to Yeezus and Life of Pablo.
It's like it was a step, and then the other one was a step ahead.
Yeah. Yep.
It came from this one, but it was
to that better one.
So you're saying in Take Care was more experimental?
For sure.
Nothing Was the Same was more experimental.
No, but guys,
if you listen.
Contradicting yourself.
Wait, let's go to the album before.
I said he didn't calculate it and experiment with things. Which album? It was organic and natural. He just let it out. He didn't.
My thing is, how do you know? This is all speculation.
Yeah.
I'm just looking at the credits. Like, it was just with these boys. Like, this one was with these boys, 40, T-. Nothing Was the Same. The credits, there's way more. He worked with more people.
Nigga, how many people did Drake work with when him and Future had their collab album?
I'm not a big fan of that album, so I don't know.
You're not.
Artists. Like, instead of producers or artists?
Producers, it was just Metro, wasn't it?
Yeah. It was Metro and Vig and 40. And
Metro, 40 and Future. That was the whole project.
Just the three?
Yeah.
Didn't they like outsource to like Go Thingy or 808 Mafia and all those niggas?
No, but wait, guys, I have a question. Which album came out before Take Care? Was it Thank Me Later? Thank Me Later. Now, what type of music is it? Rapping or is it sad nigga music?
Yo, both.
Sad and rapping. Both. It's both, but
it was rapping sad nigga music.
And Take Care, he perfected that song.
Because if we want to say he's experimenting on which album, because if So Far Gone and Take Care, I mean, Thank Me Later is all sad nigga music, or he's rapping, then is he really experimenting on Take Care? Look, guys, Drake, he can do both. Yeah. Because I think before So Far Gone, it was straight rap. I don't know what the album's called. Comeback Season.
The Comeback Season.
Yeah. And that's straight bars. Then he went into So Far Gone is slow. It's the sad nigga.
Thank Me Later got sadder, way more R&B.
Yeah. So is he really experimenting, gents?
On the sad nigga thing. I get what you're saying.
On he's Take Care.
Like, yeah.
On Take Care, he's really doing what he does at his essence. Sad boy with the raps.
That's not his essence, bro.
No, but guys, we have to be honest with each other.
No, guys, we have to be honest.
We can't say
this. The one people felt the most.
Guys.
The one people say this is the most.
I think.
Look at Bridge albums dropped the year Nothing Was the Same drop. How? Like, we were even. Another conversation we had earlier, we were talking about how it's getting harder to consume music lately because like we were looking at this year and how many rappers are gonna drop, right?
Yeah.
And we all said that like we have to cut out some of the rappers that we know, like whose albums we know we're not gonna listen to.
Nothing Was the Same. Good Kid, Mad City also dropped.
You understand?
Magna Carta.
You understand?
The Big Sean tape. And then that Macklemore thing.
Exactly. Really great albums dropped that year. That's probably why he didn't get the Grammy for that. Exactly.
It got overshadowed.
Nah.
What?
All the other albums got overshadowed.
By
Macklemore. Let me rephrase.
Not
Grammy wise, but I'm saying the Grammys just did rubbish.
Yeah.
Giving
it
away. I think any other album could have won that year.
Besides the Macklemore.
I don't think there was any album that wasn't worthy of winning. Like,
besides the Macklemore.
Any album besides Macklemore won, I was going to be happy.
Yeah. Facts.
You know what I'm saying, guys? I'm saying Drake can do both.
Yeah.
He can rap and he can do the sad nigga music. I don't think we can be saying he's experimenting. I think it's both of them are his sounds.
Yeah, when he does Afro pop, that's when he's experimenting.
Yeah, and when he's done UK, that's experimenting. But I think the rapping and the sad nigga, that's Drake.
That's Drake. That's him at his core, right?
Yeah.
I,
Marcus, bring out the poll, bro. Let's see what other people are saying.
Yo, man, that poll, I really am not a fan of it. Hey?
Let's talk about the Twitter poll.
The Twitter poll.
Let's talk about that Twitter poll. That poll,
what are the streets saying?
It was crazy. First day, Take Care was winning. Yeah, it was so bad.
Of course.
It was winning. But then, as we moved on, the retweets kept happening, nothing was the same, just started taking it.
Yeah.
Nothing was the same, started taking it. We have a poll that says 58%. Nothing was the same, and Take Care 42%.
How many votes?
Gram, what's the gram say?
The gram?
Yeah. Gram? Niggas same on the
thing,
gram.
But you see? Slide. Slide.
You know, I told you, attached to this album six.
I think the problem with Take Care, not the problem, but I feel like niggas have an attachment to Take Care. You must have that nostalgic feel to it. That's why you pick it, right? Because of what it was.
But is that really a bad thing, though?
You wouldn't pick it because of what it is. I think you'll pick it because of what it was.
But I feel like that's what music is, you know? Like, attaching memories and experiences.
I don't see a problem with that.
Like, you can't take feelings away from a song, because then
from a song.
The reason you like it because it made you feel a certain way.
But now when you talk albums like this, like put them side, okay, but I hear your point.
You know what I'm saying? You wouldn't value it if it didn't give you something, make you cry or
okay, but
make
now,
you go
crazy. You know what, guys? So personally, I'm 50-50 now.
And you did say you were going to switch.
Yeah, you're right. You can't really have an objective view in music. It's always, you're going to tend some. Yeah.
Then let's look at singles.
Let's
single out tracks, which one had better?
Wait, let me quickly grab my shit so you guys can see the exact 7 singles he released and which ones were better out of the 7 in each album. Continue.
Okay.
Also, let's not, like, when talking about singles, I feel like we're taking away from the fact that we're talking about, like, a full body of work.
Yeah.
Because an album, yeah, it adds, but, like, an album can be really great to listen to, like, Too High to Riot.
Without
doesn't have that many
singles.
Too Hard to Write.
I think, yeah, you can't really
type of thing.
It's hard to argue singles when you're talking about it, because then what if they're fire singles, but then a lot of the tracks are fillers, like the Baby's album, right? Yo. They're fire singles, but
Scorpion,
there's so many fillers.
But can you really say like Take Care has a lot of filler when you look at it holistically? Like, yes, it's not as concise as Nothing's the Same. But I can't really say all of those tracks.
Yeah, like,
I can listen to Take Care.
It's the same idea.
Maybe it's pop.
Neither have fillers, to be honest. Eh?
It's just bop.
It's just bop.
It's just bop.
Yeah. The rest are fillers.
The Jabberwockies is the reason that album slaps.
Neither have fillers, bro, between the two albums.
Neither have
fillers.
But if I had to choose one, I'll choose Take Care.
Let me bring up the stat. Like, not the stats. The singles he released, he said these are singles. Each of them had 7. Nothing was the same. Singles started from the bottom.
Yes,
Hold On, We're Going Home.
Yes,
All
yes.
Me.
What are you saying?
Pound Cake. The Language. Too Much. Worst Behavior. Out of those 7, we can say started from the bottom, Hold On, and Worst Behavior were the real pure singles that made it. Because he even made videos. He needed to promote it more.
All Me was more of a cult classic.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Let's go to the Take Care singles. We said 3, ne? Those 3.
Yeah, but mention.
In Take Care, it's Marvin's Room, it's Headlines, it's Make Me Proud of Nicki Minaj, it's The Model, it's Take Care, HYFR, Crew Love. That's 7. Out of the 7, we can say Headlines for sure.
And that's not
We can say The Model. We can say Take Care, we can say HYFR. That's 4. That one had 3.
True.
Hey, you ain't say Marvin's Room, bruv.
Why is Pound Cake not in Why is Pound Cake
not
in that other?
No,
he's all the ones that he had to make
singles
for.
Singles.
Yeah,
making videos for a song
doesn't. No, but
guys,
wait. It does contribute, because, like, let's look at God's Plan. It was a throwaway track for him.
Mm-hmm.
It charted, it went crazy. It was like, I need to profit off of this. That's how big it is.
Yeah, he even said it himself.
What are we arguing about, bro? Now you're just saying, okay, he made the songs bigger. You're not talking about how much quality they were.
Those songs are fire quality. Like, the world wouldn't consume garbage.
Are you sure?
At a number one rate.
Ariana Grande.
Garbage can chart here and there. But when you say number one,
designer.
Don't play, dog. You're acting like the system ain't rigged to a certain extent. Come on, fam.
Only Panda. I can listen to Panda and that went number one.
And taste for music.
That's why.
Taste for music are different, bro. I can't remember any big music videos from 2013, but like Take Care era, I remember.
Bitch, don't kill my vibe.
There were Weezy videos. There were so many videos just being niggas.
Bitch, don't kill my vibe was a big one.
You're basically emphasizing the point I was making.
Okay, give me
look
the
at the albums
videos
that dropped the same year.
I'm a nigga, they were gang, bro. I remember I was in grade seven. They were gang, bro.
It makes it difficult, though, man. Talking about singles makes it difficult.
Because for me,
bro,
the overall idea, right, for Take Care is that Drake, you know, he's alone, he's contemplating like his fate, whether or not everything.
Even the cover, that where he's looking down.
Dude, and his tracks, like, the themes he touched on, it was more than just sad nigga raps. It was like, you know, I'm looking for lost love. Is all of this money worth it? And for me, the album really does, it really does achieve those themes in every single song. Because you look at like a song like Doing It Wrong, because wait, what did he rap? What is the bar that he said? We live in a generation.
Yo,
like, you remember that one,
we
dude?
We live in a generation of not being loved and not being together. But we sure make it feel like we're together because we're scared to see each other with somebody else.
True.
Like, ooh, that type of poetry. True.
The fact that they used that song in Grownish to bring it back in 2019, people thought it was a single. That's how hectic that song is, bro.
And songs like that are just timeless.
True.
And a song like that, I know many people would consider filler, but that's because they haven't gone back and listened to it.
And Stevie Wonder.
The harmonica.
With the harmonica.
Stevie K.
Stupendous. But for me, say, me, I love both albums. I always love Drake.
Of course.
I will fight for it. I'm fighting for Nothing Was the Same, but not next to Take Care. But in conclusion, for me, I love Take Care. It'll always be the one. Nothing Was the Same is beautiful, but Take Care just has that thing, bro. I've cried more nights.
Can I ask you something about Take Care? Like,
yes, sir.
Your personal relationship with it. Was it the album that won you over?
Take Care.
Yeah.
That was the album that solidified it for me.
Right.
His position. Like, I know this nigga's not going anywhere.
Yeah.
Ever.
Yeah. And he really did it.
Exactly.
He really did it.
Like, was that Nothing Was the Same for you?
Yeah.
Was it Take Care?
From his first album. After So Far Gone. What is it? Thank Me Later.
That's the tape. That was Grammy nominated, imagine.
Yeah. But I'm saying his first album, Thank Me Later.
Thank Me Later was an album. It was his debut album.
Like, from there, I just started fucking with the boy.
Nah, for me, it was a thing of, I mess with you, miss me, all those songs, you the best, fireworks. But I wasn't sure.
Fireworks.
Like, I wasn't sure I would see him 24/7. After Take Care, I was like, it's done.
I think that was Nothing Was the Same for me. I think before that, I trusted Weezy's management more than I trusted him. I trusted that Weezy
would get him
and YMCMB will get him to where he needs to be.
Because, like, that, I won't lie, when you hear Take Care, you can hear the YMCMB influence.
The feel of it.
Especially in tracks like HYFR, dog.
Yeah.
You hear that YMCMB influence even without the Lil Wayne verse. Like, the beats, the way it's put.
And the flow that fast, you know?
Yeah, you hear that feel to it.
So, would you say that Nothing Was the Same as, like, his first album where he felt like.
I think it had the bigger impact.
For me, it was.
He was on his own.
I feel like Nothing Was the Same was the album where he even knew that I'm a king now, dog. I'm too much. Because he even said it on, it started from the bottom, stupendously, with some confidence. Now I'm on the road, half a million for a show.
But what track did you say?
Like, I'm here now.
I said I was the greatest. I knew that even before I knew I was.
Yeah.
Well, is it on?
That was on Nothing Was the Same.
Yeah. It was, you see?
Yeah, I feel like this guy said, when he said music is all about emotions, I feel like the reason Drake is one of the biggest artists now is because he knows how to cater for different markets.
Yeah.
He makes music for niggas that are sad, but like Take Care, and then he makes music for niggas that wanna feel like bosses niggas.
And then he makes music
it's like Afrobeat, niggas.
Yeah, for the Caucasian 12-year-old.
True.
The reason I feel like he fucks more with Take Care is because he's a sad nigga. And I listen to Nothing Was the Same.
I listen to melodies a lot. Like, singing for me is crazy too.
I get that, but I'm also a nigga. I want to hear raps. I want to hear Jay-Z, Rick Ross. But I also still mess a bit more with Take Care more than I do with Nothing Was the Same.
Like, music is subjective at the end of the day.
True.
That's one thing I feel a lot of people
forget. He has that track with Rick Ross. Lord knows. I was jamming on the way here. Fire.
We can even say his voice even changed, bro. Yeah. I think his voice got deeper, bro. Like,
he became a man.
Okay, I get that. And then
you thought his aggressiveness wouldn't go higher, and then he dropped that.
But guys, am I reaching, right? Am I reaching? See that thing you spoke about, where he's finding himself with Take Care, and even the cover is looking down. But with Nothing on the Same, he's like top dog where he's even in the clouds. Am I, am I pushing it, or is it there an element?
He wasn't sure, and neither were we.
He wasn't sure,
before TK. When it dropped, we're like, okay, we're taking you in fully, you're part of the game. And he knew it too, he felt it like, come on, I'm here now. You get what I mean?
True. I'd say like TK, like the role it played for real, like for him, was after his debut album, he was like he had a lot of eyes on him, and he could have dropped just any kind of sophomore. But what TK did for him was set him apart from every other rapper that was doing anything at that time. He went super left, dog. He went super left. Yeah. And I'd say, like, in that sense, it's a more, how do I put it?
It's a more impactful.
Yeah, it's a more impactful
on his
album.
Not just on his career, but like on
the hip hop.
Everyone's
like sound.
Career.
Yeah, actually.
Yeah, it's more culture movement than
true.
But I think, like you said, that just shifted him, like it separated him from the rest. Then it sort of created like a pull demand for Drake. Like you sort of, like you know how, like when Air Jordans drop, you know how niggas are waiting outside the shop for Air Jordans. That's what TK did for Drake. Niggas are waiting on Drake. It's not like, oh yeah, kinda Drake is dropping on Friday. Mm-hmm. You know, it's Drake is dropping in December, right? Yeah. That's what TK did for him.
Wait, how many units did TK sell in the first week?
Come on, Mr. Numbers.
I know nothing was ever the same. Sold about 650,000.
Listen to that shit.
Yeah, but look at how hard it was to consume music between the two. Like TK was play wop, bro.
Right, let me say my final point for me. Let's say we take one of these albums out of the discography. We take TK out. Drake dropped no album until 2014.
That's a mad argument.
That was not gonna.
Don't do that.
It wasn't gonna make his career anymore.
No.
I'm saying. You do.
Agree with him.
Exactly.
You're out of your mind.
Nothing was the same out of his discography, but you left TK there. It would have still cemented his position.
I don't think you even get nothing was the same if you take out.
If you take out.
Yeah. I'm saying you don't get it.
True.
Aware. You see, exactly. Like,
but you're creating a scenario that doesn't exist.
No, I'm just saying, just hypothetically, for you to understand the importance of that album.
You're right.
What I'm saying. The importance of it.
If Drake never dropped, Nothing Was Ever the Same, we wouldn't see Drake the way we see him.
Yeah, true. You know, true. Although
he wouldn't be the same, bro. He was just gonna be that guy. Like,
that makes really long
for
albums.
His next album.
And then that's,
and he never dropped an album like Nothing Was Ever the Same after Nothing Was Ever the Same.
If you're reading this too late, it was like a bit of a spin-off. Because he was rapping hard.
But it wasn't as good as Nothing Was Ever the Same.
The motive is right. Because if you were to look at like the timeline of Drake, you can tell everything changed after that tape.
He wouldn't be as big as he is now if he never dropped Nothing Was Ever the Same.
TK was the peak, right? But the graph just changed completely after Nothing Was the Same.
But it's like that thing we said of Nothing Was the Same is also that thing of, guys, I'm here, I'm staying.
Yeah.
You know?
It was a solidification.
Yeah, it was.
Yeah, I hear what you're
like,
saying.
Sure, you can win one race by luck, two races by luck, but third race, you have to be good, my nigga.
True.
You have to be good. Now.
Something else that I do want to bring into the discussion is Take Care was co-written. Not fully, but like co-written by The Weeknd.
And you can tell.
Conversation of best lyricist or best album. Because an album, best a lot of
him.
People go
him.
Into albums.
All I'm saying is, so, you had said that this was Drake's core, and I said it is.
It is.
Like, dog, he literally had to get The Weeknd to co-write.
On
to co-write.
Later, he still said, and The Weeknd wasn't there.
Hey, man, this nigga.
He's right though.
He's right. He's right. But he's right. But let's talk about Take Care for real, man. The reason it's such a better album, like, compared to Thank Me Later, is because he had other artists working with it. Nothing Was the Same. Feels more Drake. I just don't know how to explain it. I don't have the words to explain it.
How's that the reason for being the better album?
I feel like
it's no. It's just the point I'm adding.
But I mean, in what you said, how's that the better album? But it's just more Drake. We're not talking about Drake albums.
Yeah.
How is this? Like, you can't
detach
the two.
Where we felt Drake the most.
Yeah.
We're talking about the best Drake album, not the best Drake and Cole album.
Yeah.
What he did in the album. What did Drake do in the album? I think that's what he's trying to say.
Yeah.
What did he do, and what did someone else do?
Let's
in that argument.
Let's say when niggas felt Drake the most. Because if you say Niggas Fulton the most, it's the one with the most numbers, the most consumed singles. Yeah. Of course, you're saying the numbers, people fault him the most, right?
No.
No, that's what he said.
Okay, I feel like, and
you when you say the singles, when you say, wait, when you say the singles.
Wait, you also say, you also say you love, what, not nothing was ever say. Take Care. You love Take Care more because it makes you sad and everything and whatever. Yeah. And who wrote the albums? Most of, a lot of it was written by The Weeknd. Which means you're not really consuming Drake. Consuming The Weeknd.
Consuming OVO EXO.
Because you're feeling sad because of some
shit. Hope stands are consuming, Hope stands are consuming Jay-Z on Pound Cake, not Drake.
Argument for like Beyonce's.
Nah.
The most quotables.
Guys.
Most quotables.
Guys.
Yeah, because Jay-Z's a better rapper.
Exactly. That's what I'm saying. People attached to Pound Cake more because of, take Jay-Z's verse away, it wasn't gonna be the same.
Nigga, what? Did you hear that beat?
No, I heard the beat and Drake's verse.
Be the same, but it was fire. Man, Drake's verse was fuego, my boy.
I love
and
it too.
Was hectic. Fire.
Guys, it was a really hectic verse.
When I say I feel Take Care more, yeah, I'll fight a exactly. Nigga saying nothing the same as trash.
Yeah,
I love
sure.
It too.
Yeah. Sure.
I just have that.
But guys, even that from Time Check with Janae.
Exactly.
But that's sad nigga music though.
My boy.
But
that's stupid. Can I even just hold on? You're going home. It's stupid.
No, that's like a pop near the feel to it, bro. I'm a boy, I'm not.
Nothing was the same, bro. Nah, I don't.
Guys,
know.
I'm 50-50.
Yeah,
again.
I'm 50-50.
I can't be shaken on this one because, like, I can't explain to you niggas what I feel when nothing was the same. Place,
sure.
Like when this thing plays, I can't think of. Once again, I'm not a rapper now.
Yeah.
But I can hear tracks where I'm like, yeah, I wish you had flowed this way. Well, I wish this beat did this there. Well,
yeah.
There's nothing I would change about that tape. Like when I hear it, I just hear perfection, bro. I hear a nigga who sat down, listened to this thing time and time and time again until it was what it was.
Yeah. Me, I'ma say, personally, you know, like when niggas rap about, you know, sad stuff, like vulnerability, being open.
True.
And rap about the riches.
Yeah.
It's easier to rap about the riches. Like, even for me, when I write, if I'm rapping about, like, walking or random
everybody
shit, it's easier. When you say, this girl hurt me, you're gonna look like a little boy. And you're gonna
like
put it on
vulnerability.
Literally, when I write myself, yo, this girl
finished,
I hurt.
I appreciate vulnerability.
Different people appreciate different things. Some
True.
Niggas wanna hear the hood. You know, raps, bro.
And that's me. And Drake just said he doesn't make music for niggas like me. He makes music for niggas like girls. He makes music for girls. He makes music for girls.
Wow.
But, sure, the theme for Take Care is Lost Love. I think that's the theme for Take Care.
Lost Love. Yeah.
It's Lost Love.
That's why he needed The Weeknd.
But I feel like also nothing was ever the same. The songs like 305 to my city. Now you're talking my language. That shit is vulnerability, but it doesn't have to do with women and shit.
Doesn't have to do with women.
But it shows that now this guy's opening up about
coming,
where he's
coming from the
six.
I'm trying to make a name for him in the States.
Yeah. Bro, that's vulnerability.
I guess Drake is going to
talk about women.
Vulnerability
can mean struggling with climbing the ladder, bro. Struggling with these features there, people not wanting to play you, people not wanting to do this, people not giving you credit
you
there.
Literally
you
see.
But
even Take Care though.
Even the same, Take Care has that. On Look What You've Done, it's a whole story about how when he was broke and he lived with his aunt took care of him financially. Like, it's there, it's not just the girls. His aunt is not a girl that he was making on your check.
Yeah, but the argument was, I'm saying now, Nothing the Same also had vulnerability.
Yeah, it did.
That's what I'm saying, it has.
But Take Care also has raps.
And so Nothing the Same also has raps.
Your headline,
but
like when you come to that track, I'm not even gonna lie, Nothing Was the Same as raps.
Yeah, way better.
Yeah.
But I also can't deny
also
that.
I was impressed by when he dropped headlines.
Headlines was hectic. Niggas started wearing Nike gloves and shit.
Hey!
I couldn't afford them, so
I remember Lil Wayne came through with those green boots. I was like, you, where are these?
Started roaming shops.
But nah, yeah, for sure, Drake, dog. Like, my whole argument goes back to the... Like, we can talk numbers, we can talk everything. Which album is easier to listen to from beginning to end? And that, I'd say, how do I put it? Length plays a part. How well it flows plays a part.
But then, at the end of the day, Take Care is still more memorable, though.
Yeah, but
to
but
who?
Because of his career, like, where he was, it impacted it more.
Yeah, but
so
listen,
you remember it more.
Which is easier to listen to?
True.
Like, dog, that's all it comes down to. That's what makes an album.
For me, it's different. Yeah.
Niggas, let's talk about this. why do you appreciate Kendrick Lamar's albums? Why does he have more classics than Drake, would you say?
Yeah,
besides that, how do they, how does the album sound?
The next song sort of
sounds like one thing.
The next song is sort of like, I don't know, the next song is sort of like pregnant.
No,
that's
what I'm saying. Sort of like the story flows throughout the whole album.
That's what I'm saying.
Take Care has a lot of short stories within it. Exactly. I love it just as much as an album with one long story for me.
Yeah.
Okay. But Aesop's Fables. Exactly. Versus Raw Dolls.
I think
Chocolate Factory.
SEO Trot.
I think like Dallas said, books. It's like the feel to it. Like if I'm in the mood for something, for sad nigga hours.
Yeah.
The tracks on Take Care I'll skip because they don't appeal to that mood I'm in. But Nothing Was the Same doesn't really have that. Like every song is sort of, if you're in the mood for Nothing Was the Same, you're gonna listen to every track. But,
all the way through.
Yeah. Niggas listen to stuff differently. Some people want to sit down, listen to the whole thing. Some want a quick bite, a quick slice. And if you want a quick bite, you go to Take Care.
That's what I'm saying, though. That means that literally means that the album. That's what makes it a better
album.
So
what you're saying? Do you think you can ever be in the mood?
No, but that's why niggas listen to Take Care more, cause I can take more bites. When you have to listen to Nothing Was the Same, you have to sit down all the time.
You don't have to. You can, but you don't have. So can you listen to Take Care as a whole? Can you sit down and say you're listening?
The whole album.
I can.
Last week.
The whole of Take Care.
Yes.
I did that.
Yes, sir.
I think I only listened to
you niggas only did that because of this.
Nah. I can do it, but look, I can do it both ways.
Say.
I can do it. Take Care. I can listen to From Over My Dead Body.
Let me make an example with Chris Brown. His last two albums, what has he been doing?
There's 40 tracks.
You understand? You understand? Why does he do that?
I think
because the percentage, there's a higher percentage of getting a banger.
Exactly.
With 40 tracks.
Exactly. You understand?
No, but also, Chris Brown can drop a banger.
Listen to what I'm saying.
It's just 19 and 16. Three tracks. It's still within the same range. Plus 15 towards 20.
One is less than an hour long. The other is longer than
Because
that's what length is.
But the length here does nothing.
It's not in tracks. The length is in minutes. You can have a 20-track album that's an EP, basically.
With like 2-minute tracks.
Exactly. That's
40 minutes long.
That's short. You understand?
That's a whole tape.
Exactly.
Like every song sort of flows into the next. Like, yeah. Like you can't, there's no big discrepancy between the previous tracks.
Exactly.
And personally, I'm never in the mood for a whole Take Care album because I'll be listening to a Marvin's Room. Then I hear that song that I'm not really in the mood for when I listen to Marvin's Room. So Nothing Was the Same. I just sit down and go through it.
And shout out to Grammys for making the decision for all of us.
When they were still respected.
No, but guys.
And I feel like what Tando was saying with Take Care having a lot of different stories, I feel like Drake then was just taking shit from his background. He was just looking at things that happened to him and putting them together to make a story. But with Nothing Was Ever the Same, he was doing things in the moment. He was writing about shit that's happening in his life at that moment.
Preacher.
Even within...
in Take Care as well.
Come now,
Preacher.
He was rapping about shit that happened now.
But a lot of other shit that comes
yesterday.
From
But would you say
it's stories of his past and his present, and that's that makes
and
it more
less,
powerful.
And there's less cloth talk because he didn't have that much cloth. You can't rap. Drake is not the type of rapper to rap about shit he doesn't have. You get
nigga, have you heard City Is Mine? Nigga didn't have the city back then.
He had Toronto.
When City Is Mine dropped,
you didn't have it. Who had it, bro?
Who had it then?
Like, dude, what's his name? No. Cardinal Official was like the biggest artist in Toronto. You don't know Cardinal Official, guys? You guys are lying.
Don't be hyping him up like you're something.
How do you guys not know him?
Why do you guys not know?
No. Thing is, I'm surprised you guys don't know who Cardinal Official is. You probably know his tracks, you just don't know him. Like that.
I've never even seen it on like a screen or nothing.
Yeah, and it was trash. He was trash.
First time in my life.
Google him and you'll see his face. You can't.
How do you spell?
Cardinal with a K. Official.
Fun fact, Drake is, I think it was 11%. He brings in 11% of Canada's money.
Shit.
One nigga.
That is mad.
This is not to add to the debate of Take Care. That's just like a fun fact. Imagine you as one person, you're funding money for a country.
I've never seen
Cardinal Official in my life.
You guys are playing, bro.
Bro, who the fuck is that guy?
You guys don't know Cardinal.
Nah, I know this nigga, but he had like one bang of
Yeah, but he was the biggest artist out of Toronto at the time.
Thing is, Drake didn't just put Toronto on the map. He became the biggest American rapper. Like, he was considered.
If he was to walk past me, I would know who he is.
The biggest immigrant straight out of
Canada. Drake is the biggest immigrant, bro.
Because of nothing was the same. But nothing was the same on him the decade.
Canada is immigrants, bro.
Yeah.
It's the same culture, dude. Yeah, it's the same culture.
But I feel like Drake became the biggest artist in America after Nothing Was Ever the Same.
Yeah.
After Taker.
Nah. Nothing was the same. He was still competing with Kendrick. He was still competing with J. Cole. What did put him on, like, as undisputed, and it's an album we don't like, but this is fact, it was Views. It was Views because of the numbers it did at the end of the day. People trashed it, but it was the number one album at the time.
Yeah.
Like,
and
you cannot dispute.
You see a lot of similarities with Views and Take Care in the sense that
I love it.
It's just... it's a track for track kind of album, bro.
It's a compilation of fire songs.
Exactly.
Right?
It's not a compilation.
It's not,
but the thing is, the overarching theme of Take Care is still there in every single song.
Fun fact, One Dance on Views is Drake's biggest song of his whole career.
Is it?
Yes.
Really?
Most plays on Spotify.
Ever, that song.
Charted
there.
The most.
That's the thing. That's the thing about Views, bro. Views had a lot of great singles. But as an album.
But Marcus, remember
now when you go back and listen to songs like Hype, bro. You don't feel anything.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly. But don't you say Child's Play, bounce that shit like, whoa. Woo.
Even Redemption.
Grammys are still jam. I won't lie.
Yeah, even Grammys,
True.
I have to be selective.
That 808 switch.
Grammys,
oh my god.
Featured the throne and then it was moved.
Yeah. No, that was Pop.
That was Pop Star.
Pop Star.
Oh, dog.
Pop Star.
I don't know why, bro. But these guys need to sort of take me. That verse of the throne. Oh, yo.
Was it hectic?
Yeah, Kanye came in with the one line. And then Jay-Z
too.
Was one line.
I think.
Was it Jay-Z or Kanye?
Jay-Z.
It was Jay-Z one line.
Yeah.
The throne verse was crazy.
I think Views is when he started taking that screw appealing to one nigga.
Yeah.
Like I'm being smart with this shit, right? Like,
but also, when he started. And what came after was Views, More Life. More Life, he even says, it's a compilation, a playlist.
Yeah,
yeah,
that was like
That's what else, like you can't have one nigga judging a whole tape after that.
Yeah, I still like More Life more than Views, bro. As a
body
of work.
Same.
I'm not even
body
played.
Of work.
Yeah.
All 20
a body, not singles.
Yeah, I'm not even talking singles.
You're saying
it flows really well. It flows really well.
Do you know what I think?
It has a lot of fucking songs, but it flows better than Views. I'm not saying it's a great.
The
album.
One thing that eats me inside is that you see on Georgia Interlude where he sampled Doing It Wrong, I was like, what rapper samples his own stuff, bro? It finished me inside, bro.
My boy.
I think like it was that chat of Drake hasn't dropped, except God's Plan, he hasn't dropped anything memorable in a while. Drake gets his points by the two-pointers, right? He gets his points by the small throw-ins that make an impact, but he hasn't dropped the box in a while. He hasn't dropped something that shook the world in a while.
And like a lot
except
of
God's Plan.
But a lot of the tracks from... if we're taking Nothing Was the Same and we're taking Take Care, when it comes to like club bangers too, which one is being played more?
Nothing Was the Same.
Is it?
Dog, it's
headlines.
It's headlines, it's the motto, it's HYFR.
Okay, like, the motto HYFR.
Yeah, definitely.
I'd still go mad if I heard like.
No, we'll go mad. We're saying the general people out there who aren't a Drake stans, who just heard it on TV. Because Take Care was more on TV than Nothing Was the Same was.
It's true. The same, bro.
But
dropping
nothing.
Worse behavior,
dropping worse behavior in a club would be mad, dude.
No. I'm saying niggas would all go mad. I'm saying random niggas. Which ones did you hear more on TV?
Let me say
no more.
Okay.
If you drop,
in SA culture,
if you drop
sure.
Pound Cake in the club, the Drake niggas are gonna go crazy. But if you didn't listen to that album, and you only rely on TV,
everyone's a Drake nigga. I don't know.
But why are you choosing Pound Cake from Nothing Was Ever the Same?
No, that was one of the singles he released. I'm choosing out of the 7 singles he put out.
But you know, Pound Cake as a club banger doesn't make sense.
Doesn't make sense.
Although it'll bang in a club.
Doesn't make sense.
Okay, what other club bangers are there on Nothing Was the
Worst Behavior.
And?
305.
And is Worst Behavior started from the bottom?
And? That's it.
That's it for club bangers.
305 is...
Omi?
No, not for us, guys. I'm not saying you would go crazy. The general nigga who relied on Trace and Channel O for Drake.
Omi goes all the way up. Yo. E chain.
Not even 2 chains.
You guys are not getting my point. For us, yes.
Big Sean,
you know,
even bro.
Niggas really like
shut
most
the
niggas
fuck
who rely
up.
God, most niggas, dog, most
everyone
niggas who rely
sings that part of that song.
Yeah.
Most niggas who relied on TV and radio.
But to be honest,
without
to be
diving
honest,
into Drake.
He's partly right.
Exactly.
When you play HYFR,
okay,
everybody knows yo. Everything.
Sweet. Yeah, and he has a DJ. Every single time. He has a DJ token. Here's a DJ talking.
You love 305 to my city, but if you play it,
I don't know if you can credit that to music or just the time it was released. I know a lot of songs from 20, whatever year.
But how old were we?
Because it was playing on trains. I didn't have a phone. Niggas watching TV.
That's what I'm saying.
Watching TV was my life.
To you the most, it was fed to you the most. Was take care.
But yeah, that's not what we argue.
I'm saying for the club bangers in the chat.
Because also, when you think about other tracks from Take Care, Marvin's Room, more people know those lyrics than tracks from like.
Especially people even know.
Nothing was the same. I think it's the time.
People even know that voice note, bruh.
People know the Buried Alive interlude more than
2019. The meme. When those basketball, when those guys were at the NBA, cups of the rose.
But boy, but you know, I can honestly say the older the song, the more I know its lyrics. Partly because there's a longer time to digest it, and secondly because the time that I heard it in, there wasn't as much coming into my system, dude. Channel, like you said, headlines will play, can play 20 times a day on Channel O, dude. In those days, they played 20. I had to know the lyrics, bro. I had to, like, there was no this or that, dude. But now
this one I can't speak on because me, I know lyrics on all.
You really do, bro.
Flex.
You really do. But yeah, nothing was, yeah, I don't know. I don't know nothing's the same word for word, every track. I'd say I know more tracks word for word on, I know more Drake versus word for word on Take Care than nothing was the same.
I just look at the general public. The general public knows more words from Take Care. And that adds to like the fact that it's a more memorable album.
The general public on your polls also said that nothing was the same as the better album.
I feel like
but you won't take that. You won't take that.
He got me there, but
I feel like it was.
But like
easier.
Thing is, when you play those tracks though, they remember those ones more.
Let's not talk about singles.
It was easier to remember songs from Take Care because everything was slower and all that shit. But when you listen to faster songs, like songs from Nothing Was Ever the Same. They all so fast, you just remember the book and shit. And you don't remember much about the other shit he said.
And he was rapping.
It wasn't personal and everything.
And my boy, back then,
rapping is going fast, nobody can cram all that shit.
Is there a faster rap than headlines on Nothing Was The Same?
Probably.
Faster? There isn't.
But headlines isn't that faster rap. It's just a lot of alliteration, that's not
yo,
fast.
Yo, man, nigga, you, I knew HYFR word for word, bro.
Exactly.
Word
that's
for word.
That's fast as hell.
Only because they played on TV is 60 minutes.
Not Lil Wayne's verse. Lil Wayne's verse. We're saying Drake's verse on HYFR.
It's fucking
not faster than headlines. Headlines.
And
now
HYFR's
verse. No, HYFR is much faster. Yeah, dog, headlines. Much faster. It's the one where you lose breath even.
With some random words.
Yeah.
Which feels complicated.
Had more than double rhymes.
Yeah. Oh, my breath to my first time. Purple poo poo. Yeah. Yeah. My circle. I like it.
It was a man.
That was Wayne.
Yeah, that was
Wayne's verse.
That was Wayne.
What you doing there, bro?
Yeah, I think you could. I know personally. I feel like personally, and because of that, because of what you say, personally, I didn't have a mature taste in music, bro. I was a fan of what is out there. Mm-hmm. I was a fan of what I wouldn't go. Like Google this nigga, he's not popular, and go find his music somewhere else.
Wait, so 2014, you had a mature taste in music.
I had a more mature taste. I knew what I liked.
I
knew what I liked.
I was still consuming it.
Nah, I knew what I liked in 20. Like, 20. I'd go and download
what
it
I liked,
back then.
When it hit 20,
I've been new.
Only in 2016, I started downloading my old shit. Like from birth till 2016, my cousin was putting me on.
2014 for you was 2016.
I hear you.
Yeah. I think, like, I was a fan of those party rockers in the.
Listen to that. LMFAO.
I was a fan
Gangnam Style?
I only discovered Weezy because of Lollipop. That's when I loved hip hop, after I heard Lollipop for the first time on thing. So I was a fan of what was out there, dude. If it was out there, I listened to it. And also, bro, I remember my sister saying to me the only reason she learned the lyrics to Cardi B's. That track that made her famous.
Bodak.
It's cause in the club she doesn't want to feel out of place. And that was partially the reason I've learned a lot of Drake lyrics. Cause when niggas are rapping at them at school discos, I want to be there, bro. I don't want to be there.
You want to be there?
You had to know him. You had to know him.
True.
And I think that pressure, yeah, I don't know. I think you had to choose Drake and Nothing Was The Same. Whereas Take Care Time, he was sort of fed to you. You had to choose Drake and Nothing Was The Same. So you had to make a conscious decision that in the midst of all these tapes, I'm choosing this nigga. Whereas Take Care was fed to me. Maybe because it was my age, But yeah, Take Care was fed to me, nigga. I don't even know.
I went to download Take Care.
Because when it's fed to you.
Grade 7. I remember. I went to download Take Care. But at I also first, went to download Nothing Was the Same.
At first, I didn't vibe with Take Care when it first came out. I'm like the like most people, as you know, it was a hated album. Yeah. But then you listen to it and you go back, and that's what makes it a classic, though. So it's like that. It's aged so well that it takes over Nothing Was the Same. That's my argument, you know? Like how it's aged. It eclipses what happened with Nothing Was the Same.
How many years has it been since Take Care?
It's been
2011,
nine years.
Right?
2011.
It's been 9 years.
And then seven.
And seven.
Yeah, it's like 2 years. Guys, my chat will remain what it is.
Yeah,
I won't lie. It will remain what it is. Like you can say that it aged better or this and that all you want, but like you still can't listen to it from track one all the way.
It's different for different niggas.
It's different for everybody.
We take milk. We let it ferment. Some but niggas are gonna say it's rotten. Some are gonna say it's Kumasi, you know?
Wow.
You see?
Wow.
Exactly.
My chat is, dog. When it comes to, like, if you're judging an album, right? Yeah. Why is the focus on how you consume it? You're supposed to listen to an album from track one all the way down.
That is the point.
That's why artists think, playlist them the way they do. Like that's why there's a thing. That's why there's an intro. There's a second track like that. Like it's supposed to flow. The interludes. It's supposed to tell a story. So, and not even a verbal story can be a sonic story, bro. Something that just ties everything together, bro. A theme.
Yeah.
Follow a theme. That makes a great.
That's the thing. Like
the reason why Yeezus, if you think about it, the reason why Yeezus was not really that well received. Is because of how he decided to place those tracks. If Bound 2 was number one, or what's that track?
And even because he was calling himself a god and back
then, Illuminati and shit. Hey. But not everyone was about that. Like tracks like Blood on the Leaves, if that was high on the album, like dog.
That's madness. That's
strange.
Exactly.
Hanging.
In my opinion, I genuinely believe like the sequencing of an album can make and break an album, and the sequencing in Nothing Was the Same is incredible. Take Care could have been as good an album had the sequencing been better. Yeah.
But look, guys,
what you're saying, like, no lie.
Yeah.
An album order does matter for me too.
Yeah.
But it's not the only factor.
You know what, guys?
Yeah.
This is the same as arguing Ronaldo versus Messi. Either or can be in one or two. I think
you understand both sides.
If it's if you say Take Care is number one, Nothing Was the Same is a close second.
True.
If you say Nothing Was the Same number one, Take Care is a close second.
I haven't heard a nigga saying if you're reading this is better than any of the other these albums we mentioned.
Nah.
Because we can mutually agree that Nothing Was the Same and Take Care is top two.
Top two.
Yeah.
There's a reason why we chose these albums. Yeah, these are Drake's classics.
Yeah.
So I feel like we're just never gonna agree.
I think I can't be sure. Like, I think it's because of what Adali said. I think I mean Stormzy recently had an interview with Rap Radar and he's like he's done with like the whole mixtape and what's that EP stuff. When he releases, he wants a body of work, he wants an album out. And when you judge body of work, when you judge it's like how seamless are the transitions, I think that's also important to like how the previous track should feel like the next. Yeah. In order for it to be I think with that, if you judge albums, I mean there's some beautiful songs. Beautiful songs in Take Care. But if the concept is albums, I have to give it to Nothing Was the Same.
But again, the poll said Nothing Was the Same. So I guess for that, it takes it. It takes it. And majority in this room, by the looks of it, say Nothing Was the Same.
Yeah!
If you catch me in the streets.
But if you catch us in the streets.
Me, I'll fight you over this.
Same. I'm still fighting for Take Care till I die.
The madness. Because I think if I choose Nothing Was the Same, man. But if my kids ask me, Dad, who's Drake? I'll pay them to Take Care.
Ooh. Yeah, 100%.
Didn't you say it's not his essence?
That was great.
I think that's a...
That was great.
Oh,
Jason? No, I'm agreeing.
I think that's a great place to wrap up this conversation.
Like
Streets Are Done podcast. Shout out to the boys for coming through.
You know,
thanks for having us, man.
Gang.
You know what it is. Can't wait until next time. What are we gonna discuss, gentlemen?
Next time, niggas that talk trash about Jay-Z.
Yeah.
Actually,
needs to be addressed.
Please, the motive DJ, sexy.
I'm tired of niggas.
Call me for that one, Marcus.
I just said hope stands. will say Nothing Was the Same. Hey, Jay-Z.
I feel like Jay-Z should have stopped at some point.
No, no, that's Eminem. That's Eminem. That's Eminem. No. Not Jay. But that's a conversation for another day.
Streets are done. Streets are done. To be continued, I guess. Shout out. My name's Bean Marcus Aries.